Today's episode is on Logwatch. Now, reading from the man pages, Logwatch is a customizable, pluggable log monitoring system. It will go through your logs for a given period of time and make a report in areas that you wish with the details that you wish. Logwatch is being used for Linux and many different types of Unix. So, what is this application and why is it so useful? Well, there are two things that we all know we should do, but we all sometimes forget to do. One is backups, and that's already been addressed on here in the Hacker Public Radio series. And the other is monitoring your log files. Now, on most systems, log files get stored in a directory called var log, and in there we'll see a whole series of log files. One of the most common one is messages, and if you type DMESG on the command line, that is essentially a listing of var log messages. Now, the location of these log files will depend on the system that you're on, and how they're put in there will also depend on the system you're on. However, this is not a episode on syslog, although actually it's not a bad idea. We should do an episode on syslog. Now, in my var log messages, I see that there are log files for ACP ID, apt, aptitude, auth.log, daemon.log, debug, deny hosts, dmessages, KDM, kernel.log, lpr.log, mail, messages. And essentially a lot of these subsystems, which are, these are log files from different subsystems, and they're essentially defined by the syslog daemon, whichever one you happen to be running, and it dumps them in here. And that's all, they all contain valuable information that's very useful, and I'm sure we all go through those daily. Not. Here's where Logwatch comes in. What it does is it's simply a series of scripts that have been built up over time. And they're Perl scripts, actually. And what they do is they will parse through the... They're aware of the format of various different programs, like, ProFTPD or Apache or IMAPD, for instance. And they're aware of the format of the log files, and they have a good idea of what's important and what isn't. What they do is they send you an email summary of what's important in those log files. So, for example, I have it set up. I installed it and did very little configuration. In fact, I did no configuration whatsoever. The email went to the root user, which I collect. And I get once a day a nice summary of various different things that are happening on my system. So, for example, I have... In the beginning, a list of denied hosts. I'm running a script to ban users who connect in to SSH. And then I have a summary of the packages that were installed and removed. I have various different sections on SmartD, on the performance of my hard disks, the airflow and temperature and so forth. Summary of the SSHD activity. If I had Apache here, I'd have a list of what's going on with Apache. At the end, I have a disk space summary, and if I had Fortune installed, I would see a list of today's Fortune, and all that's sent in a nice summary to me in an email, and it gives me a nice quick overview of what's going on in my different servers. So that's pretty much that. Once you install it, it installs various different subdirectories. Etc Logwatch, and in there they create some subdirectories, but in actual fact it puts most of its configuration into user share logwatch default.conf, and in a folder called logfiles it has the configuration for the logfiles, and in a folder called services it has configuration for the services that's going to monitor. So I see in here IP tables, kernels, mail scanner, mod probe, and that sort of thing. They've broken out a subdirectory called usershare-logwatch-dist.conf, and these are where the distro-specific log files are put in. I won't go too much into that because I'm really overcomplicating the whole thing. It is install it and forget it type application, so long as you're reading the email from the root user. Now what you can do is you can modify it so that it gets sent to another email address, but what I've done is I have all email from the root user being redirected to my email address, which I'll do another episode on for now. But I thought this would be a nice little short program that you could install yourself, and virtually no configuration to do. You get one email a day, and it gives you an idea of exactly what's going on in your server so that you can sleep better at night. Well, thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. Again, my name has been Ken Fallon, and tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.